thrombolysis, also called fibrinolytic therapy, is the breakdown of blood clots formed in blood vessels using medication. It is used in ST elevation, myocardial infarction, stroke, and in cases of severe venous thromboembolism, massive pulmonary embolism, or extensive deep vein thrombosis. Thrombolysis can also play an important part in reperfusion therapy that deals specifically with blocked arteries. People who've recovered from COVID-19 have antibodies to the disease in their blood. These are proteins the body uses to fight off infections. The blood from people who've recovered is called convalescent plasma, and Mayo Clinic teams are spearheading the development of treatments to fight COVID-19 using plasma therapies. The fight continues, and we will win. With the hearing aid market dominated by so few manufacturers, the entry of another competitor into this space is undoubtedly a major event. That's why the hearing aid industry has been put on its ear with the news of a Bose hearing aid. Its global reach and sterling reputation for high-quality products make Bose an obvious choice to enter the hearing aid market. Can you say with all documented certainty that every vial of OxyContin was accounted for at the beginning of the shift?
I ran the poll myself, and here's the admin log. By this, the shift is missing 2 vials.
Call back your key holders. This needs to be addressed immediately. We collected autologous umbilical cord blood from all patients at birth in accordance with NetCord FACT International Standards for Cord Blood Collection. Collections were performed in utero as described previously. UCB samples were then centrifuged and the plasma was removed and stored until further assayed.